The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
So the Eight of Cups, we are going to be looking at a song in particular from an album that came out at a time when grunge was burning out more than it was fading away after this explosion of all this talent in Seattle and the Northwest. Bands were breaking up. Bands were horribly addicted to drugs. Bands weren't sure what their next move was. They had a code. They weren't going to be these decadent rock stars. They were going to have more meaning. And yet, they were all over MTV, and they were superstars, and a lot of these guys didn't know how to handle it. Kurt had passed away. Soundgarden was fighting all of the time. Pearl Jam was doing its best to be the anti-rock star, and they had just lost the battle with Ticketmaster, and it just wasn't working the way they intended it to. And Alice in Chains was falling apart because their lead singer, Lane Staley, was falling apart. Now, when the Eight of Cups comes to you in a reading, it's telling you something's no longer serving you. We all have been there. We're afraid to move on, and we all make all the excuses in the world. Well, maybe there's a chance it's going to work out. Maybe things will get better. And over again, we keep making the same excuses. We don't budge. And we keep getting burned by the same problem. Now, that can be a job, or it could be a relationship, or it could be a toxic friendship. In the case of Lane Staley, when he formed Mad Season with Mike McCready of Pearl Jam and a few other guys from Screaming Trees, every single member of that band was fighting addiction, and they were looking towards music to find a way to work out their demons, their struggles, and express what was going on. Wake Up, off of the Above album, epitomizes what the Eight of Cups is trying to tell you. What it's trying to tell you is no excuse that you are making for staying in a situation that deep down you know is wrong and no longer serving you is working anymore. You're out of excuses. It's time to wake up. That's the Eight of Cups in a nutshell. I guess, pun intended, to quote another Alice in Chains song, Lane Staley's main band. But in the lyrics to Wake Up, he says, "Wake up, young man, it's time to wake up. Your love affair has got to go." For 10 long years, the leaves to rake up, slow suicides, no way to go. Now, they actually document the time of the struggle in this particular case, which is a decade. The hope is you are guided to a reader, to a tarot card pull, to any sort of advice giver that's telling you way sooner than 10 years. But that's the gist of the Ten of Cups. For a decade, you've been making the same damn excuse, getting nowhere with it. It's time to walk away. The leaves to rake up. The mess is on the ground. Slow suicide's no way to go. In this case, it's drug addiction. But he continues, "Blue clouded gray, you're not a crack up, dizzy and weakened by the haze, moving onward. So an infection, not a phase." Yeah, oh yeah, exactly. It's not going to just blow away on its own. It's not a phase. In this case, in Mad Season's Wake Up, the narrator is telling someone, you're addicted, you need help, it's time to make a move. That's what the Eight of Cups is telling you. You have to make a move. You can no longer sit there, close your eyes, and wait for the wind to blow. In other cards in tarot, you know, like the Fool's Journey, when things are still open and there's a chance that taking that leap is going to land you in a good spot, then fantastic. But that's not what the Eight of Cups is telling you. The Eight of Cups is telling you, you keep jumping in the same pile of blank over and over again. You're not fixing the problem. The problem's not going to get fixed. You can't keep going back over and over and over. You know, they continue in Wake Up by Mad Season. The cracks and lines from where you gave up, they make an easy man to read. For all the times you let them bleed, for a little peace from God you plead and beg. For a little peace from God you plead. Well, now is the time to stop pleading. The choice is in your hands. You need to make a move. No one, nothing can help you until you help yourself. That is the Eight of Cups. Wake up. Stop making the same mistake. Don't expect a different outcome when you continue over and over and over again to do the same thing. The Eight of Cups is your wake up. You see that? By itself, it's telling you, wake the blank up. That is Rockin' Soul Tarot. We're going to do a few episodes this week. The Nine of Cups is next. If you have any suggestions for rock and roll songs that help explain the Nine of Cups, hit me up. You know my Instagram, Orlando0616. I am doing readings. I do like to do face-to-face readings. If you live on Long Island, I do have Zoom. I do have a phone. I have been reading over the phone long distance for a bit now. Used to watch my mother do it all the time. As a matter of fact, she still does it from Florida, and she's been pressing me harder and harder to take on her clients because she just wants to retire and watch a soap opera, which didn't change much from when I was a kid. But anyway, if you want to contact me, if you have any questions, hit me up. My Instagram is Orlando0616. I'd love to talk to you. Love to talk tarot. Love to talk music. And hopefully I see you soon. Until then, gonna miss you, baby. Good luck. Goodbye. Be safe.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.